All right, Jabal, say good morning. Good morning. Let us begin. Spend a few moments in Eretz Hashem this morning with Reb Tzadik and Sidkas Tzadik. So we're picking up in Os Kuf Pei Dalet. So we skipped a little bit. I sent out. I posted the copy on the chat last night. You should be able to see it. This is a very beautiful idea by the Rebbe. It says as follows: Haschalal Divrei Torah. So yeah, we're following in the Biurei Hasidus, which is the middle section. Page Yud Beis, the bottom right-hand corner. Haschola. Vasher Baha Adam Lageshet LeDivrei Torah. This is a very beautiful idea. When a person begins his relationship with Torah, and the person begins to approach Torah, Hu Ayyidi Acheshek Shiyish Belibo Aleem, Shemachmos Zer Hu Misyageya Bahem Karoi. So in the beginning, a person's connection to Torah is ultimately, again, through the fact that he desires something. He wants something out of life, which what the Rebbe is also highlighting over here is, in general, why do we do things in life? Because there's some type of benefit in it for us. Now, do you have the concept of altruistic behavior? Of course, it does exist. But at the end of the day, you know, examples or moments of altruism are few and far between. And more generally, people are utilitarian beings, which means when we do things because they somehow benefit us or serve our purposes in some way. So too, when a person begins his journey in Torah, so ultimately, again, there's a cheshek. There's a desire for it. And as a result of that desire, ultimately, again, he works towards it. And again, I want to point out, this is not a bad thing. In other words, remember, it's the same reason, right? A person eats. Why does a person eat? Because, again, my body is hungry. I need to feed my body. There's a cause. And then ultimately, again, afterwards, there's an effect. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just because something is being done ultimately to serve some type of need, it doesn't in any way diminish the importance of what it is that's being done. But the Rebbe is highlighting is this idea that, according to the Pasuk from Tehillim, Besoras Hashem Chafetzo. The person desires the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's two things here that's happening. Number one, Chafetzo. There's something I want. There's something I desire. And therefore, ultimately, again, I'm going after. And we'll say, by the way, there's something important about this. This is why in the world of Ruchnius, if there's not a desire, if there's not some type of inner desire, nothing's going to happen. Right? This is one of the hardest things when it comes to spirituality, that you could be surrounded by the most inspirational people, and the person could have everything in the world going for them spiritually, but if there's not an inner desire to accomplish something or to want something, the growth is not going to be there. So number one, there has to be chafetzo. A person has to want it. And by the way, it's not just with ruchnius. In life in general, if you want to be successful or if you desire success, you have to desire it. If you don't want it, it doesn't make a difference. Again, the most incredible role models, the most incredible teachers, the most incredible mentors, no one could make you want something. There has to be that inner desire. People can help uncover a desire that lives within you, right? People can help uncover a want that lives within you. But at the end of the day, you have to want whatever it is that you want to accomplish in life. That's number one. It has to be chafetzo. And I will say, this is incredibly important because in so many different things in life, we're waiting for other people to do things, right? We're waiting for other people to make us want things, to make us desire things, to make us do things. And Reb Tzadik says, that's not how it works. If you want to be successful, that chifetz, that desire for success, has to come within you. But the Rebbe also makes another interesting observation, which is, what does David HaMelech call the Torah? He calls it B'toras Hashem. B'toras Hashem. He says, D'haynu shechoshek v'rozeba, v'az adayim nikra limudo toras Hashem, v'lo nikra soraso. So interestingly enough, in this early stage of spiritual growth, who does the Torah belong to? The Torah belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not yours. It's not yours. It belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ela, so va'achar kach, tagia elav ha'asoga va'avana b'Torah. So that's something amazing happens. After a little bit of time, and a lot of toil, that Torah which belonged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu then becomes yours. As the Pasuk itself says, Ad Shenikra Ubisaraso Yehege. See, I'm saying, same Pasuk in Tehillim. It begins by saying again, Bitoras Hashem Chafzo. Person desires the Torah of Hashem. So in the beginning of my spiritual journey, right, the first step in spiritual journey is chayfetz, is desire. What do you want out of life? What do you want for yourself? What do you desire? And that desire has to come from you. But when you first begin to desire a life of spirituality, that Torah, that spirituality belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then after enough time of toiling, and after enough time of working, something amazing occurs, which is the Torah becomes yours. And ultimately, again, in your Torah, will you toil day and night? Dahinu, shatora niknis lo b'nafsho atchiyucha lechadesh chidushei Torah. Tzadik says, after enough toil, something amazing happens, which is the Torah, which belonged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ultimately, again, becomes yours. What that process looks like and what that actually means when the Torah transforms from being Hashem's to becoming yours, it merits Hashem to be continued tomorrow, Bosai. Shkoyach.